This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say.
What a weekend. Unbelievable. Toronto Raptors are having their celebration right now, their championship celebration right now. And basically the entire NBA has changed since like 2 days ago when they won the title. It's unbelievable, isn't it? And by the way, it's draft week. And by the way, it is draft week. So seismic shifts in the NBA that we will talk about, and coming shifts in the Memphis Grizzlies that we will certainly talk about. We are well equipped today to talk about all of this because we got Steve Kuyler, who's going to join us in the next segment. Steve Kuyler, of course, covers the NBA for the Basketball Insider. We'll talk to him about the trade and the draft. Chris Harrington, columnist and NBA contributor for the Daily Memphian, is going to join us at 10 o'clock. We'll talk to him about, the trade and the draft. And Dan Wojcicki, who is the national NBA writer for the LA Times, is going to join us at 10:25. We may talk to him about, the trade and the draft. We will have it sorted out, plus the one story you have been waiting for. You had a fabulous Father's Day, and that your father was on the road.
Indeed.
Isn't that the best?
He was in Atlanta, but shout out to my dad. His team won, I believe it was a perfect game tournament out in Cobb County. So Shout outs to dad.
Shout outs to dad for that. I don't know if you caught the segment I did with – I did a segment last week with Jason and John. And somehow in the midst of this segment – they were taking me to task for not being a hugger.
Mm.
And that, I think it was Friday, in fact. And I don't know when the heck it was. We were driving. Maybe it was Thursday. And we were. And
Thursday's your typical day. I don't know if your schedule got.
Maybe I was. Maybe. But anyway, so. And they actually. I'm not a hugger. I'm not a good hugger. I'm just not a natural hugger. There are people. I try my best. There are people who are natural huggers. And then there are people who aren't. And they even got my son, Peter, who we were on a trip together. And they put Peter on and asked if he wanted to be hugged more. And he said, I'm 17. I'm kind of over it. Right? Well, anyway.
That ship sailed, Dad.
I dropped him. I feel bad about that. Like, I know I did it wrong. I know I did it wrong. You're supposed to feel embraced and loved and warmth and whatever all the time. It's just not how I roll very well. And so I... But yesterday I was driving home. I had left him off at Interlochen, which is a music camp in northern Michigan. He plays the tuba. And I was driving back. I'd left them off the previous day and was driving back, and I got a text. And it said, I love you. And I'm thinking, my God, Jason and John have, like, they've changed everything. They've, you know, we are now an open-hearted, warm family, just out of the blue, texting, I love you.
A whole new world.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
It's very sweet.
Except for seconds later.
Yeah.
A following text came in.
Uh-huh.
Hold up, it said. And then seconds later, the next text came through. I didn't mean to send that. And then the next came through to that message, I mean. And the next text.
As if there was.
And then the next text was, happy Father's Day, though. That was it. I love you. Hold on.
Hello.
I didn't mean to say that. That message, though. Happy Father's Day, though.
This is one of those moments where when you hear something like that, like the text that Peter sends that says, I love you, you're like, well, that doesn't fit. Like, everything's a little, like,
well,
off its axis.
I'll tell you what the
thing. Now we're all good.
Honestly, his phone is smashed. The screen is smashed. And he was, obviously, it was a misdirected text. And I said, it's Father. I texted him back. I said, it's Father's Day. I'll take it. I love you, too. But no, he was backing off. It was, I think the tip-off should have been that the love was spelled L-U-V.
Ah.
Right?
Probably, yeah. Probably not what you're going to send to you.
Aimed for someone else. Some other lucky person out there. But anyway, I got it instead. So anyway, whoever you are, Peter loves you. And to his dad, happy Father's Day, though. So we do have a incredibly busy day. Not only that, like, what happened on Twitter over the weekend was crazy, with both O.J. Simpson making his debut on Twitter and Bill Cosby, of all people, popping up on Twitter.
What a weekend.
What a weekend for that. This is 25 years since the Bronco chase.
It's just unbelievable.
I think if you're saying, what are this generation's where are you moments, right?
Correct.
I think that clearly the one where were you moment was 9/11, right?
Yes. Yes. I think that's fair.
Is there anything in the last 40 years that has been as much of a where were you moment after that one as the Bronco chase? You want John Lennon getting shot? You want Reagan getting shot? I mean, this is even these are dipping back a while. You want Prince dying?
Nowhere near that. It was just it was a completely different day and age because you didn't have as much media out there and
which one?
With OJ and the Bronco. But like, think about it. The NBA Finals was running a split screen with the game and OJ's Bronco chase.
So you think this is clear number two?
Yes.
How about Lennon shot? Where were you when Lennon was shot?
See, I wasn't alive then.
Oh, you weren't alive then?
Yeah. So
I can't speak to that one. Where were you? What were you? How old? Where were you? You weren't alive. You were barely alive when.
Well, I was five. No.
You don't remember the
six.
You don't
oh, yeah.
remember the
oh,
OJ
yeah,
chase. At six, you remember the OJ chase?
Yeah, because you'd come home from school and like the. Well, yeah.
You remember the trial.
Well, but I also remember the chase because the chase was on during the NBA Finals. And
six and five, I don't remember anything from five and six. I barely remember anything, of course, from last week.
Oh, I definitely remember watching that Finals game, and then, I mean, you don't know what you're looking at entirely.
Oh, here two more from the peanut gallery, meaning Charles. The Challenger blowing up.
That was a pretty big one.
That was a where you are. There's no question. I know exactly where I was then. And how about Lady Di dying?
A huge one. And we got
Lady Di dying as
yeah, Princess Diana. Yeah.
Yeah, is that as big as rank? We're acknowledging 9/11 clear one number one.
Correct.
Then we got the Simpson car chase.
Correct.
The Challenger, Lady Di. Yeah, Megan says Lady Princess Diana's accident would be up there
too. I'd go OJ, then Princess Di, and then Challenger. Because you got also
What was the news on Princess Di? Like,
she was in the car wreck and it was in Paris.
I know that, but like, When did we hear it? I don't even remember the time of day we heard it or any. I honestly don't remember.
It was early. I want to say it was a Sunday morning because.
Honestly, how about. I think Lady Di's wedding was just as big as Lady Di dying. As big in terms of where were you?
Princess Di. I definitely remember watching like the Today Show with my mom when Princess Diana died. I definitely remember that.
I will tell you, I know exactly where I was when the Challenger exploded. I know exactly where I was, and this is just me, obviously. I know exactly where I was on 9/11. I know exactly where I was for the Simpson car chase. I don't know where I was for Princess Di dying. Other people say the OKC bombing. I actually do know where I was. I was in Vero Beach at Dodger Town
covering the
Dodgers for OKC bombing. Yeah, someone else says the Oklahoma City bombing, Challenger explosion. The weird thing, of course, about the Simpson one is the OKC bombing, the Challenger. Phil Stukenberg says we were driving back from Starkville. He knows where I was for the.
That's a new one.
Hold on, I'm texting him back. As in me?
Y'all were driving back.
Phil Stukenborg is telling me where I was. I think that's exactly right. We were so it was at night.
Correct. So, well, in Paris, it was like at, I don't know, 11:30 at night. So that would have been, what, I guess, around 1:30 our time. And.
But then I couldn't have been driving back from Starkville at 1:30.
So, but what I'm saying is the crash, whatnot, they. Because at first, you know, no one understands, like, what else going on. Like, and I think it took a while for the news to get here. There was this day and age, Jeff, where, you know, a news story could take 8 or 9 hours to develop.
Lonzo says when Nipsey Hussle died, I will say for a lot of people, they will absolutely remember where they were when Nipsey Hussle died. When Tupac was shot.
Both of those were Tupac's before my time.
JFK Jr. plane crash.
Ah, that was a huge one.
You don't know where you were.
Yes, well, I mean, I remember seeing all the pictures and stuff, but that's a huge one because he's celebrity. Like, that's, I think the common theme here is.
Oh, here's one. San Francisco earthquake.
Oh, the 80, that was also during the World Series.
The one during the World Series.
I think we're noticing a situation.
Mostly it's major calamity and death. 9/11, Oklahoma City, Challenger, earthquake. And then secondly, it's celebrity.
Correct.
Death, meaning Lady Di, JFK, Tupac,
Junior, yeah.
Nipsey Hussle, who am I missing? And then there's this, the Simpson one is the one that's not like the others.
Correct.
Oh, the Newtown shooting.
Oh, that one was horrific. I do remember exactly where I was on that one. I was coming back from work.
Here's the thing. You don't really remember. Like, do you remember where you were with the Pulse shooting in Orlando?
Well, I was going to say Columbine. What do you say about Columbine?
Columbine. I don't remember where I was.
I just remember hearing about it at school.
You were at school when Columbine?
What up, Cordova?
What's stunning about that and gut-churning about that is that, like, some shootings, the Virginia Tech shooting, I actually remember where I was. Some shootings we sort of remember vividly, and then others, like there was the shooting in Las Vegas. Are you going to remember that, or is it just another shooting?
The one that struck me about the Las Vegas one was reading about how it occurred, like essentially where he was just like a sniper up at the top, and like that.
But do you know where you were?
I don't remember exactly.
I don't remember where I was.
I don't remember exactly where I was.
I think the test here is, do you remember where you was? Bart Lewis says, Princess Di news broke around 11 p.m. That would make sense to me because that's when we would be driving back from Starkville for a night game. I was laying on the couch watching SNL.
Yeah, I was not alive for Challenger.
And you weren't alive for Challenger. Notre Dame burning. I don't really remember where I was. I remember being looking up and saying, holy crap. But I mean, there's so many. Yeah, you're going back a ways. Like the Munich
Chip,
slaughter is realer.
Chip Chip Cavagnaro.
Cavagnaro.
The Atlanta Olympic bombing. That was a huge one.
How about fall of the Berlin Wall? You weren't alive.
Yeah, I was like two, but I definitely was not conscious of that one.
What's amazing is how ridiculous the Simpson one is. Here's what I would venture to say. In terms of people who actually, let's see, were sentient beings by 10 or older by the time the Simpson thing happened, right? I would argue that one, it's not near the level of tragedy that most of these other ones that we are not
correct.
Close. But I would argue that in terms of where you were, of actually where you were as it unfolded, that one is second to 9/11.
I would also argue, other than 9/11, I bet more documentaries, more miniseries, everything has been done on OJ than any of these other ones.
Follow the Berlin Wall, Pulse, and then the shooting in Paris.
Right after the
what was the concert? Was that the concert one?
There was the concert. It was the concert one, and then I want to say but wasn't it a coordinated attack? I think there was a soccer match at the National Stadium outside of Paris, and then in the concert at one of those concert halls. I want to say that they were trying for it to be a coordinated attack.
When Bin Laden was killed?
I do remember exactly where I was. I was at dinner.
I was in some hotel room on some road trip. I have no idea.
Fun fact, I got to break the news that Osama Bin Laden died to Jamie Lee Curtis.
What?
Yes. So we were eating this little restaurant in Malibu in college, and Jamie Lee Curtis was sitting at the table in
front
of us.
So what, did you just wander over to Jamie Lee and say, yo, Jamie Lee?
Well, no. It was literally my girlfriend. This is how riveting the conversation was. Like, my girlfriend at the time was scrolling on her phone, and she goes, oh, my God. I go, what? She goes, we got Bin Laden. And then I go, we got Bin Laden? And then Jamie Lee Curtis turned around and said, wait, really? They got Bin Laden? I said, yes. And then I read the news story to her. She was perfectly pleasant.
That's a lifetime moment right there. So you do not, for the Simpson one, I was in the press box covering, I was a beat writer for the Florida Marlins, and I was in the press box covering the Florida,
Woo Day of Balls wants to submit when Kiffin left Tennessee.
When Kiffin left Tennessee.
Not on the level we're talking about.
Not quite on the level that we're talking about. We could get into the trade. We will get into the trade. Give me your 2-second version of the trade. Winner is one of the teams a winner, one a loser, or are they both winners, or are they both losers?
I would say both winners, because when you have LeBron, you're in win now mode, and they did what they could to get. They did what they had to do to get Anthony Davis, and then the Pelicans, I think, got a heck of a deal. Obviously,
that's what I think. I think in the end, they both got. They did what they needed to do. They both got what they needed to get. And, I mean, the price is absolutely staggering, 100% staggering. But yeah. Okay, so today we will be talking. We got a little distracted. If you have any other submissions for where you were moments, we will certainly take them. We may even rank them. We do that on the show. We rank things. But Steve Kyle is going to join us.
Or we could do a poll. Could do a poll.
We'll think about a poll. The problem is, how do we even narrow it to the four? Which is the biggest where are you moment outside besides 9/11?
Correct.
One? Okay, let's do it. Which is the biggest?
We got an impromptu poll,
y'all.
We can't
do it. I don't. This is too trivial. Like, I can't put Newtown in a poll. I can't do that.
Okay, well, then we'll power rank them later in the show.
I can't do that. Steve Kyler is going to join us in the next segment. Chris Harrington's going to join us. Dan Wojcicki's going to join us. So we have all of that to do. I will tell you, by the way, as we've been talking about this, our man Scalded wrote me and said,
this was a good one.
Thanks for letting me drop your name at Sleepy Z's. That discount, given the price of something like a mattress and box springs, even though they were good priced, well priced to begin with, was substantial. You know, I let Scalded drop my name at Sleepy Z's, and as a special treat to you all, I will let you all drop my name at Sleepy Z's, in which case you will get an additional 10% off their already unbelievably affordably priced, high-quality mattresses and box springs. I guess Scalded went in there and just said, I'd like your best, whatever. He picked out his mattress. I mean, it's been named the best mattress store 4 straight years. Why wouldn't he? And then He walks up to the register, and he's already saved the normal 50 to 80% off you get. And then he says to them, Jeff Calkins. And they go, oh, it's an additional 10% off. Bingo, right
Boom.
There. An additional 10% off. You, too, can do that, and that's whether you're buying mattresses, whether you're buying backsprings, whether you're making your own pillow, whether you're taking advantage of their showroom full of furniture. Mention my name, not just if you're scalded, if you're anyone, you get an additional 10% off. Sleep Easy is located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road, the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. Give him a call, 692-6200. Sleep Easy is my Michael Zeller, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. We will be back in a moment with Steve Kuyler to talk about the Lakers deal, the draft, and everything else. It's Jeff Calkins Show on a Monday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Check out the new summer menu or nosh on your favorites like General Tso's cauliflower or the duck patty melt. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale. Celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Earn 2x the fuel points at Kroger Thursdays through Sundays. Just download your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Then shop Kroger and double your fuel points. Limited time only. Restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices. Kroger.
Grizz Nation, it's time to get season tickets. Get a free jersey and get lit with 2019-20 Grizzly season tickets. Starting at just $9 a game. Guarantee the best seats at the best prices. Get your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or click grizzlies.com.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply to business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, do me a favor today. Call Chip Wiggins, 753-5822, 753-5822. You will do this because your home is, let's be honest, a little drab. Needs a little pop this summer. And there's nothing to do that. It can do that as well as new window treatments, new blinds, shades, shutters, and affordable blinds is the place to go for that. Motorized blinds, cordless blinds, plantation shutters, beautiful outdoor shutters. Light-canceling blinds that let you sleep in complete and utter darkness, if that's your thing. They got a bazillion options. They got a mobile showroom. Chip will come to your home, show you all your options. He does all the initial consultations himself still. But within 1 to 3 weeks, it can be done. It can be done. Go to their Facebook page, Affordable Blinds and Shutters Facebook page. You can see the options. Just pop on over there. Look at, oh, this looks cool. Or their website, affordableblindsinmemphis.com. Again, the phone number, 753-5822, 753-5822. Chip Wiggins is his name, Affordable Blinds of Memphis. Joined now by Steve Kyler. Steve Kyler covers the NBA for Basketball Insiders on Twitter, at Steve Kyler NBA. He joins me now. Steve, how are you?
I am well, Jeff. How are you, man?
I'm splendid. Before I get to the deal, let's start with the Grizzlies and the draft. It's a big week for them. They hired a coach, and now they're going to make the number two pick in the draft. Everyone believes it will be Ja Morant. Do you believe it will be Ja Morant, and do you believe it should be Ja Morant?
I do believe it'll be Ja Morant. I believe it should be Ja Morant, and I think it'll be a great pick. I'm a big fan. He's been doing his offseason or his draft prep training down at IMG, and the coaches down there speak the world of him, not only as a player but as a person, and just kind of how he interacts with everybody and how he carries himself. There's a little swagger, and I think that when you've been overlooked like he has most of his basketball career, I think he's earned the right to have a little swagger, but I think he's going to be a nice franchise piece. And when you talk about the bridge between the eventual departure of Mike Conley into the future of what the floor general role is going to be in Memphis, he checks a lot of boxes.
Do you the knee thing, obviously he had a scope and a floating body in his knee removed. He probably will not be ready for summer league, we imagine. That give you any pause whatsoever?
In this draft, no, because, look, maybe R.J. Barrett, but R.J. Barrett isn't going to be for Memphis what Ja Morant is going to be. Maybe you look at Darius Garland, but he had knee surgery. He's not going to be for you what Ja Morant's going to be. So when you just kind of look at what the other options are, you know, this is really kind of a three-player draft at the top with Zion at one, Ja at two, and R.J. Barrett at three. The step down when you get to the next tier of guys is pretty dramatic. So if you're drafting into this is the best guy, and like I said, when you're talking about the eventual departure of Mike Conley and everything that Mike is on and off the floor, Ja can be all of those things. I'm not worried about the knee because, look, there's a reality that any of these guys that are getting drafted now, they've got a lot of miles, AAU miles, college basketball miles. They've all got something. It's pretty rare that you get a player who's a high-level guy that doesn't have something in his past. So I'm not overly concerned with it. Loose bodies are pretty common. If you were telling me it was an Achilles tear or, you know, a hip issue or, you know, those kind of things, those get scary, but that's not a big one. I think he'll be more than okay when training camp rolls around.
Do you project him as an all-star? Do you think he will ultimately be an all-star guard in the NBA?
You know, the problem with that is, you know, you're in the Western Conference, and it's, right, you just start checking off all the dudes that are there that are all-stars, and Russell Westbrook's not going anywhere, James Harden's not going anywhere. You know, Mike Conley kind of lived with this problem in that as good as he was never good enough to be an all-star. And I think that was a crime. I think there were many years that he deserved that honor. So I think Ja's going to run into the same thing. But the fact that he's a younger player and he's got tremendous upside ability, you know, being an all-star also means you've got to win. It's pretty rare that guys on losing teams. So, you know, he's got to turn the ship a little bit, and Memphis has to start to get into that playoff hunt. But I think he's got the type of game that gets you all-star recognition. And I think if he really leads the way that he did at Murray State, there's a good chance the coaches around the league are going to recognize how special he could be.
Does his defense, which was pretty non-existent at Murray State, or his shooting, which was, whatever, it was good against Florida State, but it was not always great. Do either of those things bother you at all?
You know, I joke about this. You can either get an athlete or you can get a shooter in the draft. You very rarely get both. You know, most of the guys that are shooters are generally the dudes that are lingering down into the teens in the 20s. Almost everybody who's drafted at the top isn't as good a shooter coming in as they're going to be in 2-3 years, especially with professional development around them. His shot's going to get better. It's not like it's Lonzo Ball and he's shooting the shot from, like, his ear and his elbow. He'll get better in time, and that defense is always a question with some of these young guys, especially young impact guards because they're spending all of their energy getting to the bucket. But again, defense comes in scheme. Defense comes in coaching. And what does the organization require of him? I think he's a better defender than he gets credit for, but I'll admit, I don't think he was ever required to play defense at Murray State. You just see it in the game film.
Okay. Onward to the trade. The seismic shift over the weekend as Anthony Davis is traded to the Lakers. You sounded, I'm just judging from Twitter, you were, I don't know if you thought the Lakers gave up too much, but it was certainly a haul. Do you think they gave up too much?
Well, look, they had to do it. So when you're in a have-to-do-it situation, if they didn't get Anthony Davis, if he lands in Boston, lands in New York, lands in Brooklyn, lands in Chicago, Portland, anywhere other than the Lakers, then LeBron James is going to say, I want out. And then the whole thing comes down. And now you're trying to rebuild around a bunch of young dudes who don't feel like the organization likes them. I mean, it just becomes this ugly downward spiral. They had to do it. So when you have to do something, the cost, to me, I think my biggest concern isn't so much the young guys, you know, because those young guys weren't winning you games. They weren't winning you games before LeBron. They weren't winning you games with LeBron. So the young guys going are the salary. To me, it's all of the future assets. You give up the four this year, which could be a pretty good pick, but that's okay. You get Anthony Davis. But now you're giving up the scenario where the 21 pick has to be top eight, and it's not going to be. So now you're getting 2022, which will be the year that we get rid of the age limit, and it's an unprotected pick. And then you get multiple unprotected pick swaps, and then one more pick when LeBron James is 40 and probably out of the league. Those are going to be the ones that hurt the franchise later, because it's going to look a lot like the Brooklyn picks did to get Kevin Garnett, where you're going, why are we not getting the third overall guy? Oh, yeah, we got Anthony Davis 7 years ago. So it's going to be ugly that way. But I look at it this way. It's a ton, but you had to do it. You had almost no choice.
It's an interesting question. I mean, obviously, yeah. So they give up Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, the number four this year. The number, as you point out, 2021, that's sort of reverse protected, only if it's 1 through 8, or else they get this unprotected in 2022, which is the year that will be presumably flooded with talent. And then either 2024 or 2025 and the right to swap in 2023. I guess the question is, with Anthony Davis, who will still be, who should be, provided, of course, he's a free agent at the end of this year, but provided he's there through this whole thing, with Anthony Davis as a fulcrum, and Los Angeles seems to be able to attract the talent just by being Los Angeles, will they ever be really crappy picks? I mean, this isn't necessarily the same as the Brooklyn deal, because Los Angeles, if they want to, now they haven't in the last 6 years, they should be able to prop themselves up into being decent when you start with Anthony Davis throughout this entire stretch, or no. I guess if he gets hurt, there's lots of variables.
Well, you know, Anthony Davis is now in the league, what are we talking, 7 years? I mean, Anthony Davis, he's never played 82 games. The highest games he's ever played, I think, is 75. So you're talking about spotting 12 to 15 games a year without your best player in the Western Conference. That's been why the Pelicans have always been on the outside looking in with arguably one of the best players in the league. If that trend continues, again, the Western Conference isn't changing and some of the teams aren't going anywhere. That's where this thing starts to get ugly, is if you get worst-case Anthony Davis, not best-case. If you get best-case Anthony Davis, these picks are 20s, high 20s, it's no big deal. Yeah, you'd love to have the cheap role players that can plug in and kind of be your bench guys like a Pascal Siakam, maybe becomes a gem. But the reality is that Anthony Davis's history says he hasn't been able to stay healthy. And then the Lakers training staff hasn't been able to keep guys healthy. So there's some big ifs in there where this could get ugly if you don't get the best case scenario. And then I think the real question is how much is LeBron going to be LeBron again? You know, being eliminated from the playoffs, does he come back with a chip on his shoulder? Every time that guy's been counted out, he comes back and shows you why he's one of the greatest to have ever done it. You know, Anthony Davis, LeBron, after being eliminated, it could be scary. It could be championship scary next year. But when you're talking 23, 24, 25, you just hope that you got a chip before you have to give away the farm.
It's a Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. Who do you imagine they will be able to put around these guys? Obviously, Kemba Walker is a conversation. Kyrie is in the conversation. Others have been in the conversation. Some of this depends on how much money they have, and this is getting deep into the weeds on this. But if the deal is official on July 6th, the Lakers only have $27.7 million, which could be – you could have to pay the trade kicker on top of that, which is additional $4 million to Anthony Davis, which would get you to $23.7 million. If they can postpone it till July 30th, then they have $32.5 million to spend, which is basically enough for a max player. Who do you imagine – who should be in their sights, and who do you imagine – who can you imagine going there?
Well, again, to kind of talk about the cap minutia, the other part of wait till July 30th means New Orleans gets less cap space. So why do the Pelicans do that? They're going to want more inducement, which means you're giving
more
up
stuff.
More players. Yeah, or you've got to find a third team that'll give them players. So that seems like outside looking in because it's just way too much in the Lakers' favor and nobody else. The other part is why did Anthony Davis give up $4.5 million of free money when he's moving to a state that maybe taxes an athlete more than almost anybody? It's free money to him, and then what's that look like if his agent is telling him, hey, waive money? Now, he might do it. We've seen guys do it to be where they want to be. But if you're not coming into this equation with $30 million in cap space, you can't give these guys max offers. You're going to need to pull off another trade to dump some money, which is going to be very hard to do because the Lakers have given away everything everybody likes. And who's really lining up to try to help that? So you just get into this scenario that unless somebody really wants to be a Laker and take less, which, you know, is a scary idea to begin with, now you're talking about spending that $22 million on role players. To answer the question directly, I don't think they're in the hunt for Kawhi Leonard. I don't think that they're in the hunt for, you know, a lot of the Kevin Durants, the Klay Thompsons, especially with injuries. Kemba Walker can get so much more from so many other places. I do think he's going to be back in Charlotte. So now you're talking Jimmy Butler. And I think Jimmy Butler makes a whole lot of sense in that lineup. One, he loves L.A. I think he's one of the few guys that could really play and thrive with LeBron. I think the idea of a little bit less to be in that situation might be appealing to Jimmy. So I think Jimmy Butler is probably your big one. And then you get into kind of the next tier of guys, the Terrence Rosses, the Vukoviches, the trading for, say, a Mike Conley or Goran Dragic, you know, and helping one of these other teams get out of ugly money. So I think that's probably more likely for the Lakers than winning Kawhi Leonard. But, you know, look, you've got a great pitch now. You've got the Laker franchise. You got LeBron who's motivated. Now you got Anthony Davis. That team's going to be very good at healthy. So I think it's way more appealing today than it was, say, 3 weeks ago when 4 weeks ago when Magic Johnson walked out the door.
How about the return of D'Angelo Russell?
You know, I don't know that that makes a lot of sense, but I get why Laker fans like it. I mean, there's, you know, I'll call seller's remorse. You know,
yeah, they're lamenting their error. Yes, exactly right.
Yeah, a little bit of seller's remorse. I think the Indiana Pacers are going to be the one that sets the price on D'Angelo Russell. The Orlando Magic want to be in there. Where the New York Knicks go if they don't get Kevin Durant? Do they go D'Angelo Russell and Julius Randle? That seems to be what their thinking is. Then they don't have to give up anything. And then Brooklyn still has the opportunity to match him because he could be a restricted free agent. I don't know how that works with Kyrie, which looks like that's where he's going to land, and D'Angelo Russell. That seems like that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but Brooklyn can do that because they control his rights as a restricted free agent. So I don't think he's going to get in range of the Lakers, especially if they don't have the money.
You mentioned Mike Conley. I have a hard time at this point seeing Mike Conley to the Lakers just because they have literally nothing to give up. And while they, yes, they can take on the money, it's the Grizzlies will want something of value back for Mike Conley. And they got no firsts. They got no, I mean, they got nothing to give up at this point. So I see that as a difficult fit. No?
Yeah, and I think, again, look at the Indiana Pacers. If they don't get D'Angelo Russell, don't be surprised if something that looks like a Miles Turner and an Aaron Holiday go to the Memphis Grizzlies and round out what becomes a really interesting young core where you've got Ja and Aaron and Miles and JJ. There's a lot there. So the Indiana Pacers, from what I understand, very high on Mike Conley. I think Orlando's very high on Mike Conley. And, you know, while I don't think they're giving up an Aaron Gordon or any of the young core pieces, you know, they've got the 16, which they're willing to move. They've got money that isn't as ugly as Mike Conley's money and a willingness to maybe take on some to kind of round it out. So I think Memphis is going to have plenty of opportunities to move Mike Conley. But the one I continue to hear the most that I think makes the most sense for both is the Pacers if they miss out on D'Angelo Russell.
If the Grizzlies end up getting someone, again, talking to Steve Kyler, Steve covers the NBA for Basketball Insider on Twitter at Steve Kyler NBA. If they end up, for example, getting a 16 from Orlando or some other pick in that range, is there anyone, obviously people lament, talk about how thin this draft is, but is there anyone who seems like a fit in that range for the Grizzlies?
Well, yeah, I'm going to agree with the premise that, you know, you're drafting an eighth, ninth man. You're not drafting a future starter. But I think we all said that about Damian Lillard. We all said that about CJ McCollum. I think situation oftentimes creates opportunity. Look no further than Dylan Brooks. But when you get into those teens picks, you know, you're talking about guys like Brandon Clark from Gonzaga, PJ Washington from Kentucky, Kevin Porter, Nasir Little. You know, those are going to be good, interesting upside guys that could be there at 16. And if you want to reach a little bit, Tyler Harrow from Kentucky, you know, Matisse Thybulle from Washington, Cam Johnson from North Carolina, I think all of those are going to be decent players. But are you getting your future franchise guy in return for Mike Conley in 16? No. But I think that that ship's probably sailed a little bit. And why Ja Morant kind of takes the pressure off for that to happen. You just need to get good value out of him. And if you can get a couple of young guys and a draft pick, I think that's a pretty good return for a team that really wants out of the money.
Steve, love your stuff. Really appreciate you joining us, and we hope to talk to you again soon. Have a great week. Thanks.
Anytime, my friend.
Yep, that is Steve Kyler. Redeemers Group, if you're noticing cracks in the walls of your home, floors that are sinking or sloping a little bit, if you got any of those issues, listen, it has been incredibly wet. It has been a wet spring. So if you have noticed water coming into your basement, crawl space, garage, any of that, give Redeemers Group a call. 541-8765, 541-8765. Not much in life is free anymore. I will tell you this, Anthony Davis, not free, for example. But Redeemers Group, their initial consultation, their expert analyses, 100% free. 541-8765, have them come out to your house, see what's up. If there is something wrong, they'll fix it. And if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you will get an additional $50 off. If there's nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong, and you're cool to school. So no reason not to give them a call. It's Redeemers Group, 541-8765, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. We got Chris Harrington joining us. We got Dan Wojcicki from the LA Times joining us. Oh, I have another entry in the Where Were You deal. We'll do that when we come back as well. It's Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th with 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome five cheese mac and cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings. With Yuengling Traditional Lager, the bold amber color, 190 years in the making, all-American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in. Rock out. And let the night take flight. because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings. Spread my wings. DG Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
This is Gary Parrish, and as you likely know, my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health, and I cannot recommend them enough. Just tremendous. But understand, like I've told you before, you do not have to experience an emergency to get great care from Regional One Health. Right now, I'm here with Amanda Best, a family nurse practitioner at their East Memphis campus. And what she knows is what I've learned, that it's important, even in our busy lives, to take care of ourselves and get a normal checkup. Right, Amanda?
Yes, it is imperative to have annual exams. I perform annual exams that include a thorough physical assessment and labs, and I personally focus on disease prevention and health promotion.
Do you see many teenagers?
I treat patients 15 years and older, as well as my partners in internal medicine. It's a great transition for teens from their pediatrician's office to internal medicine.
And those visits are all possible at the East Campus?
Yes. You can schedule an appointment online at regionalonehealth.org or give us a call at 901-515-3150. The East Campus is located at the corner of Quince and Kirby.
You heard her. Make an appointment online, regionalonehealth.org, or give them a call, 901-515-3150.
With IKEA, you can send your kids off to college with a new Alex desk, setting them up for any scenario. Like when the cafes are full, it'll be their quiet haven. Or after heated debates, it'll be a place to cool down. Or when they don't answer their phone, it's probably just under all those books. Call me.
Get 20% off all desks. Offer valid for IKEA family members in U.S. stores only from June 5th through 23rd. While supplies last. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Good enough to take an unpleasant.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Naya before, until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, she had never set foot in a bank. Just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been taking part in the inner city rugby program. Started making a little bit of money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that is where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do online banking with their mobile app. And then when they saw the need for someone like Naya, they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and build financial futures for themselves. First of dozens of people in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You, too, can benefit, of course. Triumph offers the same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors, invested in the community and in making banking easy for you. All right, so this is 25 years since the car chase, Simpson car chase, and we have thought of other where were you moments. And the one that has come rolling in since we last spoke, Jeffrey, was Michael Jackson, when Michael Jackson died.
Correct.
People remember that, right?
Yes, that's more than fair to say.
It's funny, when you go back, you go back in history, it's the JFK died.
Correct.
Right. It's how about Elvis died? I think people remember when Elvis died.
I would, right?
JFK died.
I would presume that was a huge.
Now, there are things that are scheduled that we're not counting. So Lady Di's wedding was scheduled. All the Super Bowls, right, those were scheduled, right? So we're not counting those. We're only counting things that were, whoa, did you see, right?
Correct.
Unplanned.
Correct.
So, from a sports perspective, Len Bias dying would make the list. I think, honestly, even though it was scheduled, Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson.
Correct, because it was just such.
No one was watching that thing.
Well, and
it was just a shock, such a shocker.
Just such an upset.
But our list so far is the Simpson car chase, the Challenger exploding, the Oklahoma City bombing. This is a horrible list of mayhem. Lady Di's demise, Newtown, Columbine. This is the new scourge of America. Tupac, Nipsey Hussle, Lennon, Reagan, Bin Laden, when he got Bin Laden. I actually remember Desert Storm, both of the launch, when Desert Storm launched. You remember you seeing the tracers, the missiles flying through the air?
Oh, I'll tell you another one. When they captured Saddam Hussein in that bunker. Remember in that little thing?
Took him out of the bunker, Saddam out of the bunker. And San Francisco earthquake is another one.
Yeah.
So, but weirdly enough, I do think in terms of where are you moments, the Simpson one, if you were alive, if you were 8 or older,
okay,
you know where you were for the Simpson thing.
Yes, I think that's more than fair.
Right? Where some of these you might or might not.
Sure.
But depending on what your particular interests and whatever are. I don't honestly remember where I was when Michael Jackson died. I remember the news, and I remember him, I actually do remember. I was at a Grizzlies practice when I remembered when I heard that Prince died, I think.
Remember where we were when Michael Jackson died. We were, my whole family had just gone to dinner. Like, it was like late afternoon, late or whatever, like maybe early evening, and the news broke on on the radio. Radio broke that one to me.
Okay. We're going to have Chris Harrington next. We'll talk to him about some of the things Steve Kyler said, including he thinks that Indiana might be willing to give up Miles Turner, which would be quite something for it is some kind of a deal for Mike Conley. We'll talk to him about all things NBA, Dan Wojcicki as well. But there was some Twitter stuff that happened over the weekend.
Who boy
and,
was there?
OJ Simpson joined Twitter. He has how many followers now? Do you know? Check up the Simpson followers. What is it? The real OJ 32 or something like that?
That I think you nailed it.
And he said that what did he have to do? He had to get even?
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there, so this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So, this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So, God bless. Take care.
He has 638,000 followers.
The real thing you should be worried about, of course, is if he starts following you.
Exactly. He follows 8 accounts right now. So he follows the PGA Tour, the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, God.
The NFL.
Just
USC
block
football.
Him. I hope the Bills block him.
USC football, the Heisman Trophy, Justin Simpson, who I'm nearly certain that's his son, Malcolm Laverne, his attorney, and Tim Graham.
He's with The Athletic. He's the Buffalo Bills writer for The Athletic.
That is indeed who Tim Graham is.
It's God, sad. Two out of his 8 are Buffalo Bills related. This is a tough day for me.
And Jeff, I gotta tell you, it gets worse. His banner on top of his is him wearing the 3-2 for the Bills.
He was a 49er at the end. He should be wearing that 49ers uniform. Anyway, so and then if that wasn't wacky enough or bad enough, and how about insensitive enough on 25 years after the murders, Bill Cosby shows up and says, "Hey, America's dad here." Bill Cosby happens to be in prison. So we're going to play a little game, and you all can play at home. It's a play along at home. Jeffrey went and looked at the responses to these two tweets, the America's Dad tweet from Bill Cosby and the O.J. Simpson, I've got some getting even to do tweet. And he chronicled some of the responses, and he's going to read them to me. And I am going to guess, was this a response to the Simpson or a response to the Cosby? How many we got?
So I've selected about 18. I don't know if we'll get through.
We probably won't get through.
Correct.
18. Let's do 10 and see if I can go 6-4.
Okay.
I'm aiming for 6-4. Go ahead. Right.
You really are a Buffalo Bill.
I mean. All right.
All right, Jeff. You made it out alive. Congrats.
That's. You made it out of alive. Congrats. That's a Cosby. Damn it. See, I thought that was. Now,
yeah,
Cosby's in, right? But I thought maybe that person didn't know because Simpson hasn't been in prison lately. That's why I guessed Cosby. Cosby's in prison, so I thought that person just didn't know he was still in prison and was saying you made it out alive.
You might be noticing a theme here.
What did that mean with respect to Simpson? You made it out alive. Of where?
I presume wherever he was coming from. I think that was a
prison.
I think it was just a joke in general of congratulations.
Okay, go ahead. I'm 0-1.
Okay, let's go with I have a very unpopular opinion, but prosecutors did not successfully make the case against this man.
That's a Cosby. Oh. Oh. I don't know how you couldn't. Go ahead. All right, I'm 0-2. Go ahead. These are responses to either Cosby or the Simpson tweets. Go ahead.
Let's go with not sure he completely comprehends that particular word.
Beginning even to do. America's dad. I'm going to get all of these wrong. I'm going to say.
I will admit, I did you no favors. I was trying to take the most
vague ones you could.
Right.
But still, I should be getting coin flip.
Correct.
I should be coin flip credit.
It is a 50-50 chance, yes.
So far, I am.
I'm not bringing in a third
and
Twitter
I'm trying to use my. Not sure he completed that particular word is. Simpson. What the hell is the word? What's the word? Father? Father's Day? All he said was like, happy father. I'm 0-3. Go ahead. I'm going for perfection the other way.
Which might be more impressive. This year is getting worse and worse.
Well, that could be anyone. That's clearly a Cosby. 0-4. Keep going. Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's go with stay away from families.
That's Cosby. Yes!
Do you believe in miracles?
Do you believe in miracles? I just ruined our draft pick. This is totally Bills, or I am just like the Buffalo Bills. 1 out of 5. 1-4. Go ahead.
I covered my coffee while reading this.
Oh, well, that's Cosby.
There you go.
I'm putting 2 wins together, baby. You just got to keep stacking W's. It's 2-4.
We're close
go
to
ahead.
A winning streak.
Yes.
Let's go
it
with.
It is a streak. 2 is a streak.
That is true. Let's go with file this under, quote, do not want.
Simpson.
Damn it.
2-5. 2-5. Okay.
Sigh. This was a bad idea for him. Clearly, his handers should not have taken the day off.
Cosby. 2-6. I can't break even now. That's it. 2 more, though. We'll do 2 more.
Why does this guy refer to himself in the third person?
Oh. I don't know which tweet referred to himself in the... I think it's Cosby. Is that 2-9, 2-7?
2-7.
2-7. And well, last one.
Last but certainly not least. Let the games begin. How is he even allowed on social media? Just how? And they tweet at Jack, the guy that founded Twitter.
Simpson.
Nailed it.
3-7. It's a good Bills season. Good solid Bills season there. When we come back, Chris Harrington's going to join us. It's Jeff Calkins' show on a Monday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Down home, we don't follow trends. We set them. Churches, bourbon, black pepper, smokehouse, chicken is back. A half chicken kiss with a bourbon glaze, plus mashed potatoes and a biscuit for $5. Sink your teeth in before it's gone. Churches, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Ever find yourself in the middle of a project and need a specific tool? You just want to get the tool, get in, get out, and get back to work. So, get yourself over to We Sell Tools and find the tools you need, the people to answer questions, and help you find your tool fast so you can be working, not shopping. We Sell Tools. Real tools for real guys. At the northeast corner of Kirby Whitten Road and Summer Avenue.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.